It's the 2017th year since the coming of Jesus Christ. This is the Wednesday, January 4th edition of The Worldview in 5 Minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Tragically, a 10-year-old girl who is believed to have been groomed into terrorism by Islamist extremists in Nigeria killed herself and seriously injured another person in a suicide bombing on New Year's Eve in that African country, reports Nigeria's Vanguard. Witness Grandma Usman said, quote, "The girl walked towards the crowd, but she blew up before she could reach her target. She died instantly, while one person was seriously hurt after he was hit by shrapnel," unquote. An aid worker suggested she had detonated the device too early because of nerves. 1 in 5 suicide bombers used by Boko Haram in the past 2 years has been a child, according to a UNICEF report, and 3 in 4 of these have been girls. Psalm 127:3 says, "Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him." Another Pakistani man, Sean Taser, is being charged with so-called hate speech after posting a Christmas message on Facebook. Taser has also called for justice on behalf of Pakistani Christians, Asiya Bibi and Nabil Massa. The Worldview spoke to William Stark of International Christian Concern about Taser's case and Pakistan's blasphemy laws. He shared that the laws are often misused in order to persecute Christians.
Pakistan's blasphemy laws are notoriously abused. It's almost like the Salem witch trials in a way. It's just an accusation you can use to really take down a potential enemy or to remove a business rival or something. So often these cases are not really tried on the merits. There's so much outside pressure on especially the district court or the lower court judges to find guilty that the merits are often not heard, and they usually do not fulfill the requirements that there would be for an actual blasphemy accusation to go down.
Stark said that Taser's case is another one of those misuses of the blasphemy law.
In this particular case with Sean Taser, he's accused of blaspheming or inciting religious hatred by saying we should pray for those who have been victimized by these laws. I don't see how any of that is, you know, inciting religious feelings.
An unnamed 50-year-old woman who was reading her Bible to fellow Christians at a refugee camp in Austria survived a stabbing attack by an angry 22-year-old Afghan Muslim migrant, reports the Inquisitor. Despite being stabbed repeatedly, God spared her any harm because of the large coat she was wearing. A Chinese Christian woman named Ma Hui Chao was sentenced on December 30th to 3 years in prison for holding a Bible study after being accused of gathering a crowd to disturb the public order, reports China Aid. In recent years, China's communist regime has been cracking down on non-government-sanctioned underground churches and Christian gatherings and has arrested hundreds of Christians on similar charges of disturbing the public order. The Alabama Supreme Court has ruled that a woman's wrongful death lawsuit against an OBGYN accused of contributing to the death of her unborn child may proceed. Remarkably, the Alabama Supreme Court declared that unborn children are human beings, whether or not at the point of viability, and therefore are entitled to legal protection, reports Christian News. Judge Thomas Parker said the viability standard in Roe v. Wade is faulty, noting, quote, "The use of the viability standard established in Roe is incoherent as it relates to wrongful death law because, among other reasons, life begins at the moment of conception. The fact that life begins at conception is beyond refutation," unquote. Psalm 139:13-14 says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." New research reveals that the fertility treatment employing 3 genetic parents, which combines the DNA from 2 mothers and 1 father, poses severe health risks for the potential children born from it, according to a prominent cellular biologist. The study was published in Nature magazine by Shukrat Matalapov at the Oregon Health and Science University. And that's The Worldview on this Wednesday, January 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.